Let me ask you the question that you asked Strickland. Do you never regret France and your old home in Brittany? Some day, when my daughter is married and my son has a wife and is able to take my place on the island, we shall go back and finish our days in the old house in which I was born. You will look back on a happy life, I said. Évidemment. It is not exciting on my island, and we are very far from the world. Imagine it takes me 4 days to come to Tahiti, but we are happy there. It is given to few men to attempt the work and to achieve it. Our life is simple and innocent. We are untouched by ambition, and what pride we have is due only to our contemplation of the work of our hands. Malice cannot touch us, nor envy attack. Ah, mon cher monsieur, they talk of the blessedness of labor, and it is a meaningless phrase, but to me it has the most intense significance. I am a happy man. I'm sure you deserve to be, I smiled. I wish I could think so. I do not know how I've deserved to have a wife who was the perfect friend and helpmate, the perfect mistress, and the perfect mother. I reflected for a while on the life that the captain suggested to my imagination. It is obvious that to lead such an existence and make so great a success of it, you must both have needed a strong will and a determined character.
Perhaps. But without one other factor, we could have achieved nothing.
And what was that? He stopped somewhat dramatically and stretched out his arm.
Belief in God. Without that, we should have been lost.
Then we arrived at the house of Dr. Coutras.